How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Yankees won the division. Good for you.
Definitely a good thing.
Good. AL East champs.
At least he's not rubbing it in for the Yankees today.
No, I wanted to get it out the way so we can move on. You know, hey, okay.
Chris Baker's with us.
I made sure not to wear the Yankee hat yesterday or today.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Not a problem.
It's a regular season, though. We'll see what happens in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
But, you know.
All right, now tell us how it came about, because Tom said after the game that the play that you scored your touchdown on, you hadn't worked it all week in practice. In fact, it wasn't even the way it normally. Tell us how the whole thing came about yesterday.
Well, I had a flat route, and I turned around and seen Tom in the pocket, you know, moving around, and I just kind of turned it up, and, you know, he looked up and seen me up there, and he got it up to me. So it was just, you know, a spontaneous thing where we both were kind of on the same page, and, you know, this is how it worked out.
Do you look at that as just a basic football play, whether it's with Tom Brady or any other quarterback? That's just something you would do if you saw a quarterback with more time?
I think that comes with a little bit more experience. You know, a couple of years ago, I may not have done that, and, you know, and things like that. But just, you know, I reacted to this, to what I saw, and he did too. And for him, you know, for him to be in the middle of the pocket, to, you know, be able to look up and see me up, going down the sideline, that's big, you know, because that's not – a lot of guys can't do that, and for him to be able to do it is big.
What do you look for in a quarterback? I mean, if you're comparing, if somebody says to you, all right, who are your top five quarterbacks in NFL history or in the game today, what standards do you use to judge the quarterback?
I would say probably a leader first. Obviously, I mean, you have to be a leader of the not only the offense but the team, and then a winner, you know, a guy that comes through in crunch time. And, you know, obviously Tom has done that time and time again. So, I mean, he's a you know, he's a great quarterback.
One of the things Tom mentioned today was that you have to be prepared that at some point they may call a play that you haven't seen all year, that you haven't worked on in practice. You might not have done it since July. How often does that sort of thing come up where spur of the moment they'll say, okay, we're going to do this now, and I know you haven't done it for a while, but that's what we got to do?
It comes up a lot more often than you would think, you know, because when you go into a game, a defense may, you know, you may anticipate them doing a few things here and there, and then, you know, you get to the game and they do something completely different, and you say, okay, well, you know what, this can really work. So that's what you know, rely on your training camp, things like that things that have come up in training camp, and you can't cover everything, you know. And, you know, that's just kind of being a pro and trying to, you know, fall back on your training and things like that. So it happens a lot more often than you would think.
Christian Fourier, who played tight end here as well, we were talking with him about this, and he said the offense itself isn't that complicated. There aren't hundreds of plays and hundreds of pages, but it's complex in terms of understanding what you're seeing from the defense at that moment and what's the right adjustment for you to make. Is that an accurate assessment of how you see it?
I mean, honestly, I would say it is a little more complicated, and maybe because he was in it for a while. And once, because the thing is, once you understand an offense, then it becomes easy, and you know what to expect and what to, you know, how to read defenses and all those kind of things. But it's to learn it in the beginning is tough, and then once you learn it, then, you know, I mean, because I have a much better grasp of it, you know, than I had maybe a month ago. So once you get that, then you know, and the good thing about it is it doesn't change. You know, I mean, it's been the same since Bill's gotten here. So that's the good thing about it. Once you know it, then you can really, you know, expand your role and do a lot of good things in it. But, you know, you do see a lot of different things, and you have to make a lot of adjustments. And that's, you know, you have to be a smart football player to play in the offense.
Chris, we've had some debate today about the fourth down play, the fourth and short play from your own 24-yard line. You just smiled when I said it.
Because I'll tell you the truth. I thought it was a bad call.
I like it.
Now, in hindsight, it looks great, and I look like an idiot. But when you're going for fourth and one at your own 24, I'm thinking, what happens if you don't get it here?
What did you think?
Well, you know, because I was heading off the field, and then I said, you know, and they said, no, we're going for it. And I said, okay, well, we got to get it. You know, I mean, he's putting a lot of faith in us as an offense to go out there and get it done. And, you know, it's all or nothing basically at that point in time. So when he made the call, it was like everybody, you know, you don't want to be the guy that, you know, let your guy come through and make the tackle. So everybody, you know, got in there and we got the yard. I mean, it was a tough yard, but we were able to get it. So.
And you look at it from your perspective, it's great and energizes the team. You pick up a fourth down and you go down and get a field goal, not a touchdown. From the other side, did you notice any type of deflation going on with the Falcons? I mean, you got a team at their own 24. They're going for it on fourth down, and they get it.
You know, just I wouldn't say they were deflated, but I would say for them to it was important for us to keep them on the field, keep their defense on the field, you know, and keep their offense off the field. So to keep wearing on them and, you know, not letting them get off the field was big. And, you know, just in general, we were on the field a lot in the second half and in the first quarter as well. But in the second half, we stayed on the field a lot and kept them off the field. So that was important.
Why does nobody ever worry about the offense getting tired? I hear that all the time. Got to keep the defense off the field. You got to, you know, got to give them a rest. You got to keep the defense on your sidelines. You guys have dominated time of possession in three games. How come they don't worry about you guys getting tired?
Well, you know, it's a little bit different for us because a lot of times the defensive guy, well, they're supposed to chase to the ball every time. And, you know, so, you know, we may be blocking or we may run a route and the play may be way away from us and they're running across the field and things like that. So they have a lot. They expend a lot of energy. And, you know, just us wearing on them and staying on the field, our backs, you know, we rotate in and out. We need a break. We come in and out. But I think it's more important for our offense to, you know, wear on the defense as the game goes on.
Now, you were a teammate, if I'm not mistaken, were you a teammate of John Abrahams?
Yeah.
What did you think of the job that the offense did on him yesterday? Because he, from where I was sitting, he was fairly quiet in the game.
Yeah, I mean, he was he's always a playmaker since he's coming to the league. And, you know, for us to keep him out of, you know, keep him out of Tom's face for the most part and, you know, out of the running game, that was a point of emphasis. And, you know, everyone collectively did a great job. Matt, you know, had to see him most of the time, and he did a great job on him. And it's good when you can take guys like that out of the game.
Do you know how many offensive plays you guys had yesterday?
I would be willing to guess about 70.
83.
Wow.
You know how many you played?
I'm not sure.
65.
I'm a little tired today, but, you know, that's all right, too. I mean, it's good to feel like this out there and win, so.
And I was looking at it. You had 65. Ben Watson had 63.
Yep.
So
double tight end.
A lot of tight end, double tight end stuff, and that running attack that was so effective. You guys were obviously a big part of that.
Yep, and that's a big part of it, just wearing on the defense. I mean, you know, especially their defensive ends against Atlanta, they rotate a lot. And so it's just, you know, pounding on those guys all game. And, you know, it wears them down, and we're able to stay on the field at the end of the game and not even let the offense back on the field.
You said you're a little tired. Okay, what time is it right now?
11:50.
The game is at 1 over. Wait until about 4 o'clock. 3:30.
I mean, you don't really recover until really, I'd say, late Tuesday night. We get a couple of days of rest and, you know, some of the soreness starts to come out and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, that's part of being an NFL player. So,
congratulations on the win and the big touchdown catch. And the nice tightrope act up the sideline there. Were you closer to the sideline than you thought when you caught it?
Yeah, I kind of lost my bearings when I turned up. And, you know, I turned up and I'm looking at the ball. And I knew I was close to the sideline, but I wasn't exactly sure how close I was. And also, I wasn't sure how close I was to the end zone. But when I caught it and I turned around and seen how close I was, so I was like, let me see. I can't go out of bounds. I got to get in the end zone. So that's how I went down.
You think it'll be Sox Yankees in the ALCS again?
I'm thinking it's going to be. I think it's going to be, and it should be a lot of fun.
It'd be great. You know, I don't think you won't have an opportunity to get to any of those games with this schedule.
Yeah, probably not. But you never know. I mean, I may be able to sneak down to New York or over to Boston for a day. So we'll see.
Do yourself a favor. Don't wear that Yankee hat.
Oh, wear it. Wear it. It's expression. It's expression.
I already wore the Fenway.
It's only Fenway. You know what?
When you're your size, you probably can.
You know what, Chris? It's just a hat. It's just a hat. Not a big deal.
Exactly.
Congratulations again on the win. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Chris.